Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together in his name. And now we ask thy blessing upon us as we look into the Word of God. Grant that there will be understanding for us, and help us, our Father, to acknowledge thee in all that we do. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you, you might want to open them to the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation, which we are studying together, though we will not be looking at passages of Scripture there. But you might want to have your Bibles open for reference to that portion of the Word of God. At the present time, we are studying conditions which will exist during the millennial reign of Christ, which is mentioned 7 times in the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation. We have examined various passages of Scripture which describe conditions existing. We do not have time to review what we have gone over already, but we would like for you to turn to another passage of Scripture with us to notice other conditions existing during this time when the Lord Jesus Christ will return to the earth to rule and to reign for 1,000 years. Will you turn, please, to Isaiah chapter 15. Isaiah, still speaking of the millennial reign of Christ, says in verse 1, "The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them. The desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given unto it, the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the excellency of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you." Now, let us stop for a moment. Here is a message that is to be delivered to a certain group of people. Well, in a very broad sense, I suppose we could say to anybody who is in need, and it is, be strong, fear not, God will come and save you. Though we are looking at passages of Scripture describing the millennial reign of Christ, we want to remind you that every passage of Scripture has one interpretation and then as many applications as is consistent with the Word of God. And always we are able to obtain a lesson from the Word, regardless of the group of people to whom it is addressed or the time period in which it may be found. For Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And to all individuals who are fearful, regardless of the cause of your fear, dear one, God says to you, be strong, fear not, our God will come to save you. He will. However, let us recognize in the light of the lesson we are studying that this is a message that is to be delivered to the children of Israel who will be living in the coming days of the tribulation when terrible things are going to happen and when the Antichrist will be making war on them. They will be told, don't be afraid. It won't be long until your God will come. It won't be long until the Lord Jesus Christ returns and delivers you from the hand of the Antichrist and establishes his righteous reign upon the earth. And what is going to happen then? Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, according to Isaiah 15:5, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall waters break out, and streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass and reeds and rushes. And a highway shall be there, and a way shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those. The wayfaring man, though fools, shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereupon. It shall be not found there, and the redeemed shall walk there. And the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. You will notice, please, that the people will be living on the millennial earth, the people to whom this passage of Scripture is addressed. You and I, of course, members of the body of Christ, will be changed. We will have our glorified bodies, which we will have received when the Lord Jesus Christ returned for His church. So we are not particularly interested, as far as we ourselves are concerned, that the eyes of the blind shall be opened and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped, because there will be no blind eyes and no deaf ears in our glorified bodies. But the people who will be living upon the earth will be human, and they will be subject to all the human frailties if God did not intervene. But when the Lord Jesus Christ is here on the earth, ruling the whole world, all of the world subject to Him, He cannot and He will not permit any evidence of sin at all. And so eyes will be opened and ears will be unstopped and lame men shall leap. That is, there will be no sickness, no sighing, there will be no weariness of any kind during the millennial reign of Christ. Once again, we are reminded in verse 7 of how the creation itself will be changed, marvelously changed. We were told in verse 1, the desert shall blossom as the rose. In verse 6, we are told that streams shall break out, streams even in the desert. And we are told in verse 7, the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. My, what a glorious day this will be when the Lord Jesus Christ returns. There will be nothing that even faintly resembles an earth cursed with sin. We are told in the last paragraph that God will provide a highway. We read about our turnpikes today, our throughways and freeways and our superhighways. During the millennial reign of Christ, the city of Jerusalem, the center of the whole earth, will be easily accessible to everybody in the whole world. Will you listen to Isaiah again in chapter 65? You will notice that these passages of Scripture we have selected are all from the book of Isaiah. The reason is that this was a truth which was very dear to Isaiah's heart, and he has much to say about it. And it makes it easier for you to find these scriptures, too, if we stay in one book, though, mind you, we would not have to. Practically speaking, with few exceptions, he has everything to say about it that can be said. In Isaiah 65, notice the paragraph which begins with verse 17. For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. Now wait just a moment. The new heavens and the new earth of Isaiah 65 is not the new heavens and the new earth that we will be reading about in Revelation 21. That is the millennial heavens and the millennial earth the Lord is now going to create, so that we will not be reminded of this old sinful earth anymore. He says in the 18th verse, but be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. Notice very carefully now. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem, and joy in my people, and the voice of weeping shall no more be heard in her, and the voice of crying. Now, some folk who object to the idea of Jesus Christ coming back to the earth have said, do you mean to say that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come back to that dirty, stinking little old village of Jerusalem and make it the center of the earth? Of course we don't mean that. And the Bible doesn't say that. But the Bible does say that the old Jerusalem is going to be renovated and changed and made the joy of the whole earth, the most beautiful metropolis this world has ever seen. The Lord Jesus Christ will take great pleasure in that city during the millennial reign of Christ, and we will too. We look forward to the day of the Lord's return and this happy age for which all men long. We trust that through your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be ready and prepared for it.